We just celebrated a holiday called Father's Day. A wonderful time to share with our families, especially our children. As our job as fathers, we enjoy watching them grow up and share many happy times with them, but we also know that there's the times of discipline. And we give our children warnings many times. Warnings to let them know they are about to do something that may be harmful to them, or warnings letting them know that discipline may soon follow if they do not heed our call. In the same way, our Heavenly Father, throughout history, has given warnings to His people, giving them a chance to turn from their ways and follow His instructions. He did this in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. He also did it in the times before the flood while Noah was constructing the ark. It is interesting to see today we are starting to see events take place almost on a daily basis around the world concerning the weather. We have torrential rains in some parts of the world creating great floods and tragedies, while other parts of the world are left in droughts to where there is lack of drinking water and a hard time to harvest food, no matter what the case may be, whether it's a drought or a flood. We have also seen a great number of tornadoes and other catastrophic events taking place, claiming lives all around the world. Are these warnings by God? Could God be trying to tell all of us something of events that will soon be taking place in the world? Luke chapter 21, verses 11 and 25 says, "These will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea." Events that may be taking place now? Could be. Warnings that God could be giving His people? Possibly. Our job at this time is to be preparing ourselves, our families, and hopefully witnessing and preparing those around us for that great and glorious day that may soon come when we get to receive our Christ and our Lord return in the clouds and join with Him forever in that glorious kingdom.